want to do today, very briefly, is to present some data that we took at the University of Florida from a survey data looking at these questions about how we change training to address these issues. And this occurred during our formation of our agroecology program there at Florida. And then I'm just going to present a few brief elements about our program to show just a case study in how we've approached these elements that we think we need to change. So starting with the premise, basically as we were forming our agroecology program at the University of Florida, we had a concern that graduates really weren't prepared to address the current complexities that we've been discussing today. And so we were beginning to see messages from both research extension and from teaching that these graduates, either from the undergrad level or the graduate level, were not prepared to really be effective when they started their jobs. We've also had a philosophical emphasis in our program where we would like to increase the global experience and exposure for our domestic students, for sure, so that they have a global vision. And we really see that that is an important component of training for our students to be competitive in agricultural science today. So to do that, we addressed four primary questions. The first was just the basic question, trying to get numbers about, is there a lack of agricultural graduates? I think we all know the answer to that. We hear that anecdotally all the time, but we wanted to get some numbers behind that. The second really was to address the questions we've dealt with in this symposium. Is there a lack of breadth and diversity of training for those students? And does anyone care? Is it important to where they end up in their careers? The third is there a lack of direct experience with agriculture? And this stems from the idea that many of our students are no longer coming from farming backgrounds, but they're very passionate about agriculture and food systems. And so although they lack that experience, how can we train them better to gain that? And the fourth, as I mentioned, is one of our priorities, to look at the lack, or maybe not, of global experience in our graduates. So the first question, we conducted this study looking at surveying 150 agricultural companies from very small regional companies that were focused in Florida all the way up to U.S. international companies at a large scale. 55 of those companies responded in this survey. So for the first question, we asked a couple of pointed questions about the shortage. Were there shortages of qualified agricultural graduates in the job market? And as we expected, 65% of those companies agreed or strongly agreed. And again, I don't think this is a surprise for any of us. But what was kind of more alarming, of course, is that they do definitely see this increasing demand in the future. And so how they're going to fill that is a real challenge. 87% responded that they agreed or strongly agreed that there would be an increased demand for agricultural scientists. The second question, again, was focused on the breadth of that training. Did they see that the diversity of the training for those students was adequate? We asked this basically by saying, do most of the agricultural graduates lack a diversified knowledge? And in this case, we were looking at exposure to crops, to animal science, natural resources. 48% of those company respondents agreed or strongly agreed. So there is evidence definitely that increasing the diversity of the training would be a plus. When we directly asked them about the curricular focus and the topics within that curriculum, we saw evidence of this as well. So two-thirds of them agreed that the curriculum itself should be interdisciplinary as opposed to the more traditional training. And two-thirds of them said within that curriculum, they would like to see multidisciplinary topics addressed, not just the specific topics that they needed for their graduates. So I think this really supports the idea that increasing the breadth of training is critically important. The third question was the lack about the direct agricultural experience. And to address that, we asked about the proficiency that they observed in their job candidates in three particular elements. One was, what was the professional experience in an agricultural field that they saw in their job candidates? 35% responded that it was low to very low. 44% it was only at medium. So again, we're having evidence that we're not, that our graduates are not having a professional experience in an agricultural field. from the practical side, was their practical understanding. 48% saw low to very low practical understanding of production or production systems from their job applicants. 34% saw medium. And the hands-on experience, were they seeing some reference for these job applicants in hands-on experience? Whereas previously, maybe students would get that from a farming, family farming background. Where were they getting that, or were they getting it? 60% reported that they had low to very low hands-on experience. So what's a little bit more troubling then, though, is the consequence of that lack of experience and background. Basically, 81% indicated that they were having to spend a considerable amount of time and resources to train those students to give them that background. So I think what we've done is really demonstrated and put numbers to the fact that we need to be increasing our breadth and diversity in training in order to address the complexities of these systems. And we have viewed the discipline of agroecology as really the best approach to doing that. And there are several reasons, most of which have been discussed today, so I won't review all of that. But basically, agroecology as a discipline looks at that balance of the triple bottom line. We're looking at ecology, economic, and social dimensions that have to be balanced within a training program or within a cropping system, as we've been talking about today. In particular, that training is going to look at the balance and interactions, again, as we've discussed in our talks, between plants, animals, humans, looking at integrating agronomy with ecology, sociology, and economics. So the approach of agroecology is at the University of Florida, how we've viewed the way to solve the solutions, solve the problems that we noted in our training. So our program, again, I'm going to use this just as a case study. There are many very strong agroecology programs across the world, and Alex is a perfect example of an extremely strong one at Sierra Leone. But our program is made up of a master's at this point, and Dr. Dubay is developing our PhD program in agroecology. We've started out by setting an interdisciplinary framework and structure by being a collaboration between two departments. So it is a collaborative degree between agronomy and soil and water science. And what this does is it really automatically brings in that breadth of training, the breadth of faculty exposure, and so we've looked at that as a major strength. Another component of the program that we've viewed as very important is that it has a distance education platform. It can be fully delivered by distance, but it also has the options of students attending in residence. The reason why this is a strength, and again, we've looked at distance education only as a tool, not as a cross-the-board solution, but it's allowed us to bring in a much greater diversity of students into the program. And so they have viewpoints maybe that our traditional students wouldn't be exposed to. We've got people that are working full-time jobs in the agricultural sector, so they get to hear about the issues that are occurring in real time. Or we have international students that are in place. So for example, last year we had a student from Haiti that in the discussion boards of classes, students were hearing from those folks about the agroecosystems in place and how they were dealing with these issues. So we've looked at that as a good strength of our program. The fourth question, again, as I mentioned, is one of our primary focus. In our program, we felt it's important. Do we need to increase the global experience and vision of students? And I think that we have agreed that's important because agriculture is globalized. And so not to give students that point of reference, I think, puts them at a disadvantage. And as I've mentioned, the DE format has been an important tool to do that. So what I want to do is just give you a couple of examples of how we've applied that in our program. The first is through a National Needs Fellowship grant that we got in collaboration with Florida A&M University. Again, we've tried to increase the collaboration in this program. And what we were able to do was to place two students, Tarek Aluri from FAMU and Kelly Reset, who's actually in the audience, in Peru, and they were able to stay in place conducting their research, interacting with the International Potato Center at both of those locations, give international conferences while still completing their coursework online. And so, again, we've looked at that DE platform as a strength and a way to increase our international exposure. The second example I wanted to talk about is our certificate program within agroecology that we've developed. And for UF, certificate programs are very short. So in this case, we're talking about 10 credits, which are made up of one core foundational course, another elective course. And then the really special component of this program is that they are required then to pick from a choice of international partners that we have set up across different institutions. They must go to that partner institution, conduct research, get involved in the research in the agroecosystems that are there in place, as well as taking a course. And so this portion, these elements of this international experience, will become a requirement for our PhD program. So our partners at this point, and we're looking to expand our list, but we've gone in and visited folks, have set up collaborative arrangements with faculty, identified mentors. We have partners at Harper Adams University, ISARA Lyon in France, UFRPE in Pernambuco, Brazil, and we just set up two partnerships in Australia, the University of New England and Western Sydney University. And so we're seeking additional partners as well, again, to increase our global vision and experience in our students. These partnerships have also produced other types of collaborations, which have been a great benefit. One is very simple, for example, from guest lecturing. So, for example, Nicola Randall from Harper Adams University, she presented in our core course last week a guest lecture, and so students were able to interact with her directly, ask questions, and she presented the issues that they were facing. And Alex, we use his paper as a foundational paper in the first part of the semester in our core course just to bring about the discussion about how do we define agroecology and how is that definition different across the world. And it brings out a really tremendous and wonderful discussion among students. This has been truly a two-way partnership. I feel like we've all been benefiting. One of them is through the use of DE modules. And I was going to finish with just the example that we have from Harper Adams. So Harper Adams has just set up a new program in agroecology. And they formed their program really by seeing the drops in diversity in UK agricultural areas. And so that's been attributed to specialization and habitat fragmentation. And so they felt that it was very important to start training students in agroecology to address these issues. The program has a lot of components that are very similar to ours, and so the cross collaboration has been very easy. They look at major agroecosystems worldwide, and they have core topics that include the principles, biodiversity and ecosystem services, and sustainable farming systems. But what they're doing is they're utilizing modules from UF as part of their curriculum because they don't have the faculty to teach those modules, and vice versa. As our partners have DE capabilities, we look at incorporating those pieces of curriculum into our program. So truly, we would become global programs. So to end up, again, we look at the discipline of agroecology as really an effective training paradigm to address the complexities that students will face as they go out into agricultural science careers. We think that it's important because it will meet the needs of both academics from research, industry, extension, and teaching needs. And we think it's important in these programs that they come out with both a local and a global vision in agroecology. So with that, I'd like to thank you. I think everybody's ready to go to lunch, so I'd be happy to talk with folks afterwards. But again, thank you very much for attending this symposium. It was very enjoyable.